Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patsbold, and in studio with me, I am chatting with Rod Taylor, who is the Christian Heritage Party of Canada leader. Rod, it's great to have you here on The Rock 98.5. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. I'm enjoying this balmy weather you have out in northern Saskatchewan. It's tremendous, but you have such a warm and generous people here. It's great to be here.
Yes, it is wonderful to have you joining us. Now, yes, a leader of a federal party that does run in the federal elections in Canada. For those that aren't familiar, though, let's provide some background for folks. I know in the last election, was it about 30 or 40?
Yeah, last election in 2015, we had 30 candidates. Mm-hmm. And we deliberately withheld some candidates last time.
Okay.
In honor of those good MPs, men and women who are standing up for life and family, and this election, we're hoping to field at least 100 candidates across the country.
All right. Well, let's provide some background for those that maybe had never even heard of the Christian Heritage Party. Now, I'm a bit of a political nerd, so I've always been looking online with election results and all the different sorts of parties that have come about that have run, few seats here, few seats there. The name has rung true, at least for myself, in hearing what you're all about. For those that aren't so familiar, take us back to when the Christian Heritage Party got its start.
Well, in 1986, Ed Van Woudenberg, who was the founding leader, there were some Catholics and some Protestants that got together concerned about the issues of protecting innocent human life.
Okay.
And they had worked in the big parties, both the Liberals and the Conservatives, and worked together to try to get some policy direction there in favor of life. And they had become frustrated. Even back then, there was an unwillingness of the major parties to take on those issues. And so they got together. They formed the Christian Heritage Party of Canada. Mm-hmm. And 1987 was the founding convention. 1988 was the first campaign in which we ran candidates, the same year that the Reform Party ran its first set of candidates. And neither of those parties at that time actually elected anybody. But shortly after, Deborah Gray, as a Reform Party candidate, won in a by-election. And that kind of, gave the Reform Party a little bit of an edge on us. Now, we aren't exactly the same. The Reform Party was heavy on using a referendum to establish policy, and the Christian Heritage Party was heavy on doing the right thing regardless of the political consequences. So So we've always stood and always will stand for the protection of innocent human life, conception and natural death, supremacy of God and the rule of law, which is in the preamble of our Charter of Rights and Freedoms, and restoration. At that time it was the protection of traditional marriage between one man and one woman.
All right. Well, there's lots to talk about, and there is lots that is on the party's platform. You are more than just a one or two issue party, and we want to help reiterate that. But as for yourself, let's talk a little bit more about you here now at the beginning. How long have you been leader of the Christian Heritage Party?
I became the leader in November of 2014. I served 5 years as deputy leader under our former leader, Jim Natchik of Nova Scotia, and worked with him. And that was a tremendous time for me of growing in understanding on the needs of the party across the country and the needs of the country that we could address. So, my wife and I actually joined the party back in 1987. My wife attended the founding convention. I was busy building a house and working in a sawmill in northern BC and so on. But so we've sort of been involved ever since. I first ran in an election in 2004 and then ran several times in my riding of Skeena-Buckley Valley, northern mm-hmm. British Columbia. And I guess one thing led to another. We got deeper and deeper involved. And so in 2008, I became the deputy leader and
sure.
Began working as a development director in the West, and then took on that role across the country. So, yeah, we just believe in this. We meet such wonderful people as we travel across the country. I'm married 44 years to my wife, Elaine. She had a Christian bookstore in northern BC, and so we've just been involved on all kinds of levels with these issues, you know, of life, family, freedom, and so on.
Oh, definitely. And now in terms of like a head office, is that also based out of British Columbia?
Well, we...
Head office, I guess, yeah. In quotation marks, if I can.
We have an office in Ottawa. It is, oh, okay. It is in a home. It's not a walk-in office on the street. I guess people wonder, you know, why don't you do things the way the Conservatives do? Well, we don't get the taxpayer money that the Conservatives and the Liberals and the NDP and the Green Party even get.
Yeah.
Following the 2015 election, the Conservative Party got about $31 million back from the taxpayers to make up for money they spent during the campaign. The Liberals about the same. We in the Christian Heritage Party have not achieved the level of support that is required to get taxpayer funding. Well, we wish none of the parties were getting taxpayer funding, but I guess if the other party's going to get it, we would appreciate that too. But anyway, we depend on the contributions for our members. So, of course, that limits us somewhat in the amount of advertising we're able to do. And then, of course, CBC Radio, our national broadcaster, which taxpayers support for about $1.6 billion a year, they don't seem to talk about parties like ours. They seem to talk about the mainline party. So we're in terms of our public awareness of our party. You know, we realize we have challenges and we have to do a better job of getting our name out there. And that's one of the reasons why I do a lot of driving across the country and why I'm here in Saskatchewan now.
Welcome to Yorkton, and for that, there is a meet and greet that's going to be happening this afternoon, right?
Right, that's correct.
Okay, if you want to tell us a bit more about it, I guess Peter Frank has also joined you here. Peter, you want to grab that microphone, bring it close to you too. Where are you going to be bringing Rod today?
Well, actually at 1:30, we're going to be at the Yorkton Crossing,
okay,
the retirement community. And I thought I'd have a meet and greet there with Rod because it's one of the most beautiful places in all of Yorkton. And a lot of people that have contributed to the development of Canada to the point of what it is today. So I thought it'd be great for them.
All right.
So well, everybody's again, invited.
That's, again, at what time?
At 1:30 this afternoon. It's only about an hour, but but that'll be fine.
Yeah, well, we're going to be talking about some of the things, too, but it's a way that people can put a face to the name as well. Again, we're chatting with Rod Taylor today, a Christian Heritage Party leader for the federal party, and again, running in about 30 ridings in that last election, hoping for, obviously, quite a few more in Yorkton. Now, you had said something interesting off the top in regards to the candidates, supporting those candidates in terms of those that have shown support for things like pro-life issues and that sort of thing. So I know for the MP in Yorkton Melville, for example, the MP who is elected, Kathy Wagenthal, holds some of those values. So just provide clarification and what that exactly means for in terms of running a candidate here.
Well, you have some tremendous MPs from Saskatchewan. You had Maurice Vellacott, Brad Trost, Kathy Wagenthal, Kelly Block, David Anderson, and others. So I think that's the reason why we have had a little bit less of a presence here in Saskatchewan is you voters keep electing such great people for the Conservative Party. Now, the Conservative Party has kind of, the party as a whole has kind of abandoned some of those principles. We think some of those people actually belong in our party, but they haven't realized it yet. But we certainly appreciate Kathy Wagenthal and what she stands for, David Anderson. Has got a tremendous bill in front of Parliament now that to provide conscience protection for doctors across the country regarding euthanasia-assisted suicide. So we want to take our hats off to these folks, appreciate them. But in many cases, we will be, where we have candidates willing to step forward, we want to bring the issues of life, family, and freedom to the platform in a way that perhaps the Conservative Party is not doing. And support the MPs that are doing a good job, but still offer voters an opportunity to show their support for a party that stands for the issues. The Conservative Party, if I might take another moment here, in the last couple of years, the delegates at the convention a couple of years ago threw out the support for traditional marriage between one man and one woman. They thought that was maybe, a tough platform plank to support as a party, even though some of their candidates and MPs do support it. And then this past summer in Halifax, the delegates chose to retain Section 65 of their policy, the Conservative Party, which says clearly that a Conservative government will not support any legislation regulating abortion. That's a pretty strong statement. And, you know, I think that has been a hard one for some of the members of the Conservative Party, and should be a real concern for people like Kathy Wagenthal and you know, Brad Trost, David Anderson, to be representing a party that has that kind of a plank.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's that inaction that can lead to a lot of frustration by voters to look elsewhere to take their votes. And obviously, Christian Heritage Party is obviously ready to just say, raise their hands essentially and say, hey, here is an option for you. Sometimes it's just even sends that message to the major parties that, hey, this is enough for me to stand up and change my mind and vote to someone who is willing to make this a priority.
Yeah, and for those voters in this district and other places where they have a tremendous MP, in our view, serving in the wrong party, but who is doing a good job representing those issues, you know, we need members to help us support candidates across the country, and we would appreciate those who wanted to come to chp.ca, our website,
sure,
and join. And even if their loyalty is to their local MP, who may be in the Conservative Party, they still could help us to get our message out to other Canadians and to help candidates running in other ridings where they're not so fortunate to have a good pro-life member of parliament.
All right. So that's a great argument, too, just in terms of, I'm sure you hear it all the time, the whole the splitting the vote factor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And how time and time again, a lot of people, they're choosing or trying to look at the candidates of, well, who's the closest to, or who's, for the lack of a better cliche, the lesser of two evils. That
yeah,
gets thrown out there a lot, too.
Yeah, one of our former leaders, Ron Gray, who was a great leader for 13 years, he said, you know, if you keep choosing the lesser of two evils, one day all you'll have left is evil. I mean, you keep watering it down. And even now, you know, the leader of the Conservative Party, Andrew Scheer, who historically has had, you know, pretty good positions, has voted in a way that we appreciate on some of the pro-life issues. However, since becoming leader, he said, you know, that these aren't issues that his party is united on, so he doesn't intend to do anything about them. And that should be a real concern because, you know, in Canada, about 100,000 babies are killed every year by abortion.
Mm-hmm.
We view that from a biblical standpoint, that our nation is polluted with innocent blood. And the Bible uses that phrase. So people say, oh, are you concerned about pollution? Yes, I'm concerned about the pollution of our moral environment as well as the physical environment. And we need God's blessing on our crops, on our businesses, our economy, and so on. And I don't know how we can expect that blessing while we continue to kill the innocent in the way we're doing.
All right, again, all you ever wanted to know, we're chatting today with the Christian Heritage Party leader, Rod Taylor. We'll take a quick break, but once again, a meet and greet happening this afternoon, 1:30 at Yorkton Crossing on Morrison Drive in the city. If you'd like to meet Rod and some of the others supporting the Christian Heritage Party, or just looking to get more information about what the party is all about, we'll take a quick commercial break, but more on all you ever wanted to know after this. All you ever wanted to know today about the Christian Heritage Party, Rod Taylor, the leader, joining us, federal party running in those national elections, big election coming up, obviously. It's going to be this fall, isn't it?
Yes,
election year.
Should start around the middle of September if it's a normal one, and voting day is supposed to be October 21st. If the Prime Minister follows the schedule.
All right. Well, we'll see. I know it's going to affect our provincial one. And I do understand there is a provincial form of the Christian Heritage Party out in BC. Is there any kind of affiliation?
Yes. In British Columbia, we have a provincial wing. We've run in the last two provincial elections as well.
Mm-hmm.
Similar platform, obviously, provincial issues of health, education, and welfare are a little bit more prominent. But, yeah, we ran five candidates in the last provincial election, and that's still growing. We have a joint membership, so people join our federal party in British Columbia, they're automatically a member of the provincial wing unless they opt out.
All right. Again, we've been chatting about how Christian Heritage Party, only pro-life, pro-traditional marriage party, but there got to be more than just a couple issue candidates. I know a lot of people looking for, when they send someone to Ottawa, they want to know their stances on all sorts of different things. So we'll do a bit of a outline here of what some of those plans are in regards to different areas. I know the economy, obviously, it often gets debated about, people talking about, you know, how much debt Canada can withstand. So for Christian Heritage Party, how would something like the debt be approached?
Well, we think that it's a crime the way the debt has risen, and not just under the Liberals, by the way. During Mr. Harper's 9-year tenure as Prime Minister and 4 years of a majority government, our national debt rose by $144 billion in that ballpark. Of course, it's going up, it's skyrocketing now under Justin Trudeau. And that's, some people separate economic issues from moral issues, but, you know, we think how you spend our grandchildren's money is actually a moral issue, because governments don't have money of their own. The only money they have is what they take from taxpayers. And, of course, we're all willing to help cheerfully support good uses of our money by the government, but sometimes money is spent simply to buy votes. And if you're spending my money to buy votes for a party that doesn't represent my views, I think that's also immoral.
Yeah, like you say, the wider range of what can be considered as immoral in that sort of way. And it's interesting how you talk about the future and using our grandchildren's money. So often they're quick to use that, hey, what kind of earth are we going to leave our grandchildren?
Yeah.
And that's, I know, the justification for something like, say, their carbon tax that's currently being going through the system and to be introduced here in Canada in very short order. But why aren't we looking at our grandchildren's bank account? That's a very, very good point.
Exactly. You know, we're spending close to $70 million every single day on interest alone on our national debt.
On interest.
Since 1990, we've spent over $1 trillion. That's $1,000 billion. And, of course, a billion is $1,000 million. That's a lot of money just going to interest to the international banks. We can find a lot better uses for that money. But in order to do that, we have to pay off the national debt.
How are we doing that?
Painful as it sounds. Most everyone has a mortgage, and they're paying off their mortgage. And, when you get your paycheck, the first thing you do, or you have to take it into account, that mortgage payment's got to come out. It's not a luxury item that you pay it if you feel like it. I think the banks have a lot different view of things. They want you to pay that first, and if you have money left over for luxuries, that's up to you. So we would first of all implement mandatory balanced budgets. We would start paying off the national debt like a household mortgage, so much a month, and we would free up that money. It's going to take a while. Paying off a debt is not a painless thing, and we're going to have to cut some places, but there's quite a bit of fat that can be cut from
that. Yeah, it's a good point. Just renewed my mortgage, and it was still just staggering how, when it all started, easily half that payment is interest. So, if we took the same insight, a lot of work would have to be done. But if we pay it off in other ways, that could just very well happen with the national debt. Chatting with Christian Heritage Party leader Rod Taylor today on All You Ever Wanted to Know, talking about, I know lots in regards to immigration is a big topic as of right now. Christian Heritage Party, in terms of immigration, what would be the approach there?
Well, we certainly have compassion on people around the world who are fleeing unhappy circumstances, but we also have a responsibility as a government. As the government of Canada, there is a responsibility to look after our people, to protect our people from potential terrorist threats and so on. Right now, this particular government has opened our borders, is letting people cross with no vetting, no background checks, and it's really subjecting our nation to potential terrorist threats in the future. As well, Canadians are paying the bills for people that come in and are being put up in hotels, meals, education, all kinds of things that, frankly, there's a lot of Canadians that would like to have some of those benefits. And so we would place, for one thing we would do is we would place a moratorium on immigration from countries dominated by Sharia law, because some of the concern is that radical Islam would seek to impose Sharia law in Canada. And you probably remember Mr. Trudeau had his infamous Motion 103, one of his MPs, Iqra Khalid, brought forward. And that was specifically to make it difficult to talk about the unhappy things that come along with radical Islam. And it didn't apply to any other religions. It didn't protect Christianity. It was only to protect the tenets of ideological radical Islam. And that's where this government is going. But, you know, behind that is the shadow of Sharia law. And mm-hmm. some of his members of parliament serving with the prime minister would like to have Sharia law in areas of Canada. Well, Sharia law is completely incompatible with our Charter of Rights and Freedoms. It treats women differently than men as lower class citizens. It allows things like female genital mutilation, honor killings and things like that. And it has no place in Canada. And the way this government is going, that's a danger. So first of all, we would block immigration, a moratorium, a temporary moratorium until we can sort out some of these issues. And secondly, all those who come into the country, whether refugees or immigrants, would come in through the proper process, not just walking across the border and saying, I'm here.
Yeah. All right. Again, talking with Rod Taylor from Christian Heritage Party, the leader for the party. A meet and greet this afternoon, 1:30. If you'd like to head down to Yorkton Crossing Retirement Community on Morrison Drive for a lot more information. We are almost out of time here, Rod, but it has been great to chat with you. I want to also make a quick note here, the income tax. And in regards to that, I find that just as one of the highlights that I had received on your outline a bit of a platform, that would be a little different under a Christian Heritage Party.
Sure, let me speak to that for a second.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And before I launch on that, let me just invite people to visit us at chp.ca.
Sure.
And to find out more about the party, some of these better solutions that we have. But the income tax, we would replace that with a fair tax. Now, fair tax, that some people think that's an oxymoron, a fair tax. What's fair about taxes? But the purpose of that, instead of being taxed on how hard you work, the harder you work, the more hours you spend, the higher the taxes. With a fair tax, you're taxed on what you spend, not on what you earn. So So when you work hard, you can save that money, you can invest it. Not one dime would be taken by the federal government on your income. Now, if you choose to buy a luxury automobile, obviously you're going to pay a higher tax than if you buy an economical model, but that'll be your choice, and you'd have more money to spend on your children's education, on the things you want to invest in, not what the government thinks you should invest in.
So instead of and, it'd be, yeah, just the one.
Yeah. And people are nervous because they don't want another tax added. No, this would replace the income tax, and we think it would be a lot fairer to our hardworking citizens.
Now, what does the Christian Heritage Party think of the carbon tax?
Well, we're against the carbon tax. First of all, we are not convinced that CO2 is the culprit in climate change. It's
sure.
an unproven theory. And if you look around today, I think we're wondering, when they've gone to talking about climate change instead of global warming because of days like today.
Sure.
But a carbon tax is just another tax, another way of ripping you off. And it will not do anything for the environment, and the citizens of Canada should reject it, and they should reject it at the polls this fall and tell Mr. Trudeau, no, we don't want the carbon tax. In fact, we don't want much of what you represent. please leave leave the office and go back to a drama teacher or something, because we have better ways of running this country.
Well, Rod, I want to thank you for coming in today, telling us about the Christian Heritage Party. And not only that, for also just coming down here and just talking to people, because that's such a huge part of, you know, politics and how we can best come along with finding the parties that best suit our needs, and for coming to town. Thanks again.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for the invitation, and hope that all the citizens of Saskatchewan and Yorkton have a good winter of what's left of it, and look forward to a warmer spring.
Yes. Rod Taylor again joining us on All You Ever Wanted to Know from the Christian Heritage Party. That website again, chp.ca. Again, as a reminder, whenever we have a political guest joining us on the program, that the views expressed by Mr. Taylor do not necessarily reflect those of The Rock 98.5, but we still do appreciate him coming down. And not saying that there's a lot on here that we certainly agree with, but just throwing that out there too. It's All You Ever Wanted to Know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.